were offered the same choice by their dying father. They could either immediately get $1 million or one penny, which will double every single day for 1 month. Another parable is told of the story of the water hyacinth that wanted to reach the other side of a pond and did so by doubling its mass every single day. The moral of both stories is that little humble beginnings can lead to bigger results. In regard to the two twins, the twin who took the million ended up being in debt, while the twin who chose the penny ended up with over $10 million at the end of the month. By using a variety of interesting stories, Jeff Olson shows the reader and makes them understand how small, simple habits and humble beginnings can, over time, lead to a fantastic quality of life. But he also shows how the opposite can happen to people for whom it's easier to not start with small habits, and who keep to the bad habits, which over time lead to a reduced quality of life. Chapter 4. What would you say if you learned that only about 1 in 20 people are successful with achieving their goals for life? It's roughly about 5%. And Jeff Olson would like the readers of his book to belong to this 5%. He explains that being among the 5% has nothing to do with your education.